Hi, this is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Pastor of the Day. Romans chapter 4, verses 6 through 13, Paul quotes David, who wrote Psalm 32, with these words, "Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against him." And then Paul goes on to ask some questions. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised, the Jew, or also for the uncircumcised, the Gentile? We've been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him, not earned, as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And he received circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then he's the father of all who believe, who have not been circumcised, in order that the righteousness might be credited to them. And he is then also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also follow in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. In another place, Paul reminds us, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through righteousness that comes by faith. And as it was with Abraham, it is with us. Circumcision didn't save Abraham. It was a mark that he was a follower of God. Baptism doesn't save Christians. It is a mark, a rite, a ritual that we go through to profess that we follow Christ. Paul says in Ephesians, we are saved not by rituals, but by grace, through faith, which is not of ourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. We have nothing to boast about. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. The Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness, which came through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit convicts us of the judgment to come. And we need to be convicted of the fact that we are sinners and only saved by the work of Jesus Christ. Think about these things during Lent as we approach the celebration of Jesus' resurrection after dying for our sins at Easter. And this has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I have been your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day.